Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Anger after an Ohio police shooting.
I refuse to keep seeing black bloodshed.
Jam-packed airports.
We are actually at pre-pandemic numbers.
Deadly mass shooting in Denmark.
People running out, screaming, crying.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with the CBS World News Roundup. In Akron, Ohio, there's outrage. Last night's protests came after the release of body cam video showing police firing more than 60 shots last week at a black man they say fired at them and ran. CBS's Elise Preston.
Newly released police body camera footage shows the critical moments leading up to the death of Jaylen Walker.
The reason for stop was traffic violation.
Police say they were attempting to stop Walker for a traffic and equipment violation, which was not seen on camera. Seconds later, the officer reports a gunshot fired from Walker's car.
That vehicle just had a shot.
Video shows Walker then leading police on a chase before he eventually jumps out of the passenger side wearing a ski mask. Eight officers unleash dozens of rounds. Officers say they tried to render aid, but Walker, who was unarmed at the time of the shooting, died at the scene. Police say a handgun and a magazine were found in Walker's car, and that body camera images show Walker appearing to reach for his waist area right before he was killed. But he did not fire at police during the foot pursuit.
Around the country, some cities like Atlanta have already had their 4th of July fireworks. Others are waiting until tonight, but for flyers, the fireworks have come all weekend long with delays and cancellations leaving them frustrated and angry. CBS's Nikki Batiste is at Newark's Liberty Airport.
I just want to get out of here. I think I had enough.
The numbers over the weekend are staggering. Nearly 17,000 flights delayed and more than 1,400 canceled. The flight disruptions leaving hundreds of thousands of passengers in turmoil.
We just got here. They let us know right now that I got canceled.
Alam Khan's flight from Newark to Toronto was canceled days before his wedding.
I'm just going to shoot her a call and be like, look, babe, I'm kind of stuck here for now, but I'll be there as soon as I can be.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has been under pressure to address the chaos.
This is something that's affecting all of us, and it's affecting the economy when that happens because so many people can't get to where they need to be for work.
This year, more flights have been delayed compared to any other year in the past decade.
And we're told Alam Khan did get to his wedding. He drove 9 hours to Toronto after a second flight was canceled. Mass shootings, sadly, are commonplace in the U.S., but not in Denmark, where police say a man shot and killed two teens and an older man at a Copenhagen shopping mall. This man stopped before going inside.
Just as I was about to enter the shopping mall, I heard several shots. At the time, I didn't think that those shots were actual gunshots, because it's not something that you would imagine in a country like Denmark.
Police say the accused gunman is in custody. They say he apparently chose his targets at random, but they don't believe his attack was a terror attack. Search and rescue operations have resumed in the Italian Alps the day after an avalanche killed at least six people. CBS's Elaine Cobb is at the foreign desk in Paris.
Rescue teams are using thermal drones to try to locate survivors who may be trapped under the ice. The avalanche was set off when a huge chunk of the largest glacier in the Italian Alps broke off. At least six people were killed and eight others injured as the glacier shifted, spreading a 3,000-foot tide of ice and debris. It happened one day after record record high temperatures were recorded at the glacier's summit.
Russia claims it now controls the eastern region of Ukraine. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
The loss of the city of Lysychansk to Russia is a big blow to the Ukrainians and gives Russia yet another foothold to grab more territory in the east. After weeks of intense fighting, Ukraine's military said its forces withdrew from Lysychansk because continuing to defend their positions would have had, quote, fatal consequences.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Nearly a week after a White House aide's testimony before the House January 6th committee, Democrat Adam Schiff tells CBS's Face the Nation he wants former White House counsel Pat Cipollone to testify.
He clearly has information about criminal violations, concerns about the president going to the Capitol that day, concerns about the chief of staff having blood on his hands if they didn't do more to stop that violent attack on the Capitol.
Cassidy Hutchinson told the committee that Cipollone feared Mr. Trump and others would be charged with, quote, every crime imaginable if the president had his way and had been taken to the Capitol that day. A strong odor is never a good sign at a funeral home, but police say that's what led them to more than 30 bodies stored haphazardly inside one in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Many were in an advanced stage of decomposition. This woman says her own experience left her a bit suspicious to begin with.
I was shocked at first, but then I go back to when I first walked in there, I kind of felt like it was a little bit of a sketchy place anyway. It just didn't seem like a professional funeral home when I walked in.
A Central Florida man claiming to be a security guard at a Disney resort has been arrested for trying to steal a statue of the Star Wars R2-D2 robot. The Orlando Sentinel reports he was stopped while pushing a cart on Disney Swan property and claimed that he was trying to get a promotion by exposing holes in the security system there. Sheriff's deputies say he couldn't open what he claimed was his own locker in an employee locker room. They found stolen Disney goods at his home. Australia is facing another weather emergency with parts of the country's largest city either underwater or evacuated. Here's reporter Scott Maven.
Words you'll hear time and time again across the city of Sydney.
People are flooded. There's water everywhere.
And there's no relief outside of Sydney.
We have a number of flood rescues.
It's the third rain and flood event this year for Australia's biggest city. Tens of thousands ordered from their homes. Even offshore, it's treacherous with two separate rescues taking place for stranded ships at the mercy of big waves and wind. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Brisbane, Australia.
Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte says he's attached to memories but not things. And that's why he's auctioning off his silver and bronze medals for charity. He says the money will go to a South Florida foundation that does dream trips for children with terminal illnesses. Lochte says he's keeping his gold medals.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Children who get free meals at school may find themselves wondering where their next meal is coming from when the new school year begins.
Families, advocates, and school officials are concerned because a 2-year federal waiver, which offered students free meals regardless of their family's income, is ending.
It means children in schools in most states in our country experiencing hunger during their school day.
Head of Hunger Free Vermont, Anora Horton, says what's left is complicated.
We'll require families families to complete complex and intrusive school meal application forms.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Talk about an exercise in futility. The Los Angeles Angels were struck out 20 times by four Houston Astros pitchers Sunday. Mike Trout struck out 11 times in the three-game series. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, July 4th, 2022. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.